Well, based on some conversations I've had recently, I wonder if that's going to change soon. Like, I wonder if after people hear about your 83-year-old woman, they might feel differently. So let's hear about her.
Yeah. So, you know, I think to highlight what you said, I think things are changing. Things are changing very quickly. So, you know, we would have a fairly typical case at our institution of an older, newly diagnosed AML patient. You know, they typically aren't very proliferative. Older patients who evolve from an antecedent hematologic condition like MDS typically have a more smoldering course. So they come in with pancytopenia, or they're recognized to have symptoms associated with pancytopenia. They are found to have acute myeloid leukemia. Historically, the standard of care option would be the hypomethylator that we discussed, and those numbers that I quoted would be pretty much what I would tell a patient should be their expectation. In the setting of this new, soon-to-be, I believe, standard of care, we add to a hypomethylator, in my view, azacitidine, and I think that's the sort of consensus view going forward, to a pill. The pill is venetoclax, a pretty well-known treatment in the heme malignancy community. Venetoclax is FDA approved for a completely different type of leukemia, CLL. It inhibits a protein called BCL2. And with this combination, we are seeing unbelievable results. So, you know, what we've presented at meetings and have published are response rates upwards of 70 to 80%. We have good responses across all biological subgroups, the traditional adverse disease subgroups that are so highly represented in older patients. They have very, very high response rates as well. Durability of responses is incredible. The depth of the responses and the overall survival so far is looking, you know, unlike anything we've seen. So yeah, I think things are completely changed. And with all these outcomes that we're so excited about, you know, the extra toxicity that venetoclax adds is marginal, is really, in many cases, in most cases, not really even clinically detectable. So it's an incredible story that's unfolding right now.